The Womb to Heart Meditation, sourced from the Kiro Indians, Evolution and Finishing by Maureen Walton O'Brien, with community support, from 2008 to 2024, Tyendinaga, Ontario. So make yourself comfortable, sitting or standing. Bring your awareness into your body with your inhale. Visualize your heart within the protection of the bony rib cage in your upper body. Then bring your attention to your womb in your lower body. Visualize the womb within the protective chalice of the hip bones. See the womb as feminine magnetic wisdom. See the heart as masculine electrical love. Sense the womb carrying the source principle and the heart carrying the finishing principle within you. Bring your awareness to your right brain, the frontal temporal lobe. Trace its energy through to your left hand, where you express feminine intuition and creativity into the world. Place your left hand on your womb. Sense the worldly creative juices from your left hand meet with the source wisdom energy of the womb. The womb is being fed by the mighty cosmic realms beyond our solar system. Bring your awareness to your left brain and its front temporal lobe. Trace its energy through to your right hand, where you express masculine logic, structure, and order into the world. Place your right hand on your heart. Sense the worldly knowledge from your right hand meet with the love energy of the heart, which is fed by the mighty solar system. Breathe into these two complementing forces of the magnetic womb and the electric heart. By placing your hands as described, you are weaving together the whole system. Feel them nourish each other. With your exhale, feel the womb lift to feed the heart with her cosmic wisdom, filling him with great inner strength that matches his outer strength. You may relax your hands to a resting position. Now let us bring our attention to the torus. Be sure to study the diagrams first. Pull your awareness back and view your body encircled by two magnetic tori systems. One torus is vertical and one torus is horizontal. The vertical torus carries the fiery masculine electric nature. The horizontal torus carries the feminine, weighty, watery, magnetic nature. The horizontal torus is larger and encompasses the smaller vertical torus. Bring your attention to the vertical torus that surrounds your body. Feel its magnetic flow gather and intensify at your feet and at your head, generating a powerful central channel of magnetic energies that flow through the center of your body. This dynamic central channel is composed of two converging magnetic vortexes of energy. In your upper body, envision the feminine descending cone of energy, spiraling downward into creation and towards your womb. Notice how it surrounds and protects your heart and pulls the heart's love down to nourish the womb. Engaging your inhale, expand your diaphragm and let the feminine descending powers pull down the masculine solar energies from above your head to join with the heart energies. Let the womb be filled with these spiritual energies from the masculine world. Hold the inhale for a moment. Looking now at the lower body, see this powerful vortex of masculine energy ascending upward from your feet. It descends upward out of creation and towards your heart. Notice how it surrounds and protects your womb. With your exhale and contraction of your womb and diaphragm, lift up the mineral-rich earth energies together with the calm cosmic womb energies upwards to nourish the heart. Now let the heart be filled with those combined earth and cosmic wisdom energies from the feminine world. What a perfect complementing system. Feel yourself weaving together the opposite powers of masculine and feminine, fire and water, electric and magnetic, to build maximum strength within you. Now bring your attention to the central point between your two cones of energy. Feel it as a convergence point where the two cones overlap. See in your imagination the colliding energies swirl around each other but not mixing, like cobalt and gold. Slowly inhale down. Hold 3 seconds and exhale up. You are becoming familiar with this exchange of polar opposite energies within you. Notice how the two forces meet and overlap between your womb and heart. This now is your own personal dynamic zero point within your body. It is visualized as a diamond. Shift this central diamond convergence point at will, up or down on the vertical channel, to wherever its power is needed. It is a dynamic zero point that concentrates the womb and heart energies. It will take practice. We will now engage the larger and more expansive feminine horizontal torus that surrounds our body and lays outside of the vertical masculine torus that we have just described. This feminine horizontal torus carries the cosmic energies to us from beyond the solar system. It is the feminine source essence that has been hidden from all of us. It is the Sophia principle. We will now access and activate the horizontal that comes to us from beyond the solar system. So pull back again and visualize the larger horizontal torus, which encompasses you and the vertical torus. In your imagination, see the magnetic energies of this torus flow over your head and under your feet, and see its energies gather on each side of you at the same level as your diamond zero point. See it form a central channel. Just like the vertical torus, the horizontal torus also has a vital central channel, and sense it flowing laterally through your body, where they form into two converging magnetic force vortexes. Imagine the apex of these two vortexes converging and overlapping at the center, directly over the vertical system, thus quadrupling the power of your central diamond and forming an equilateral cross. Raise and outstretch your arms slowly, horizontally, and with a long, slow inhale, feel into this central channel flowing laterally between your woman heart. You may gaze at the Earth's horizon line to strengthen connection with your horizontal channel. The calm, steady presence of the horizon acts as an anchor. The cosmic etheric energies are flowing continually over the Earth's surface. Feel them flowing into your diamond center with the momentum of the cosmic forces behind them. Feel the intensity begin to increase in your zero point center. Continue to inhale as you imagine this. See those lateral vortexes spiraling inward to your central zero point. Recall you are now quadrupling the power of this diamond nexus by introducing the horizontal system to this meditation. As you inhale from the horizontal directions, you can feel the very different kind of energy they bring to you. They are moist, fluid, heavy, and very calming. They are a complement to the vertical, fiery solar energies of the vertical torus. Feel this double toroidal system as multidimensional and organic. You can move it and empower it at will. Let us explore exactly what energies you are receiving from the ethers of the Earth's torus. From where do they originate? Now relax and enjoy this guided visualization to outer space to answer this question. Our cosmic source. Please feel grounded by engaging your inhale and let your awareness float out at the top of your head with your exhale. See your awareness past the Earth's torus, past the sun, past all the planets one by one, until you reach the outer edge of the magnetic field of the Earth's, the Sun's torus. The Sun's torus holds all the planets in place. Now, as you turn to look behind you into the velvety darkness beyond the solar realm, you feel the cosmic fullness and a great soulful presence coming towards you. Receive it with gratitude, this warm embrace from the cosmic mother is Sophia herself, or the Wiracocha, welcoming and nurturing, full to brimming with all the designs of the universe, but not yet in form, full of potential, invisible but very real, dense and intense and fluid, even gelatin-like. Vibrational harmonies ripple by and through her, a watery, fluid flow of life eternally becoming. This is the source of all good life, unfolding from within the deep darkness. All good life is born from out of the darkness of the cosmic womb. Realize your own womb is a tiny version of her, holding the same life vitality, pure and free of any karmic or ancestral issues. Here we are beyond the worldly realm of the solar system. As we turn again to look towards the fiery sun, it seems as if the solar system is a bubble within the cosmic ocean, the cosmic womb. We notice that the powerful central channel of the sun's torus is pulling this potent cosmic mother brew towards it and sucking it into its very core with great force. Before long, this cosmic brew is flushed out the opposite side of the sun's central channel, where it is thrown with great velocity in the solar winds towards the passing Earth. Now the Earth, too, has a mighty torus, and it in turn sucks in the cosmic energies brought to it by the sun. Now this enriched cosmic brew is traveling through inner Earth. By this time, the sun's energies have mixed with the cosmic, and together they begin to absorb the rich minerals that grow within our watery planet, all before emerging from the opposite pole of the Earth. As this elixir emerges, it begins to flow over the Earth's surface and back towards the opposite pole. It is the Earth's magnetic toroidal field that we call the ethers. Now I ask you to slowly bring your awareness back to your body and down onto the tiny Earth below. Engage your feminine descending cone in the vertical system. Inhale and drop your energy downward. You are settled back on the Earth's surface once more. In your mind's eye, gaze at the horizon where the sea and the sky meet. It brings a calm, steady, weighty presence. continue to engage your inhale and your intention to drop the whole system. That includes the zero point downward towards your womb space. Then let the central zero point sit within your womb. Now that your attention is back within your body, feel into your own horizontal vortexes of your lateral torus channel. See them as the needle of a compass that swivels to align with the Earth's magnetic meridians. Your own torus is swirling and pulsing in response to the Earth's torus and its ethers that are flowing by you and around you. Open your awareness to receive these rich cosmic ingredients being carried swiftly to you via the Earth's toroidal field. These energies are the Sophia energies of the feminine from beyond the solar realms. They are the ethers. They are flowing towards you with great momentum. Engage your inhale and your intention and expand your womb. Smell the heavy scents and moisture in the etheric breezes flowing by you. They are laden with pure, inspirational, cosmic ingredients. See them rush in to fill the magnetic zero point within your womb. You are absorbing 10 times more power from this horizontal channel than you can from the vertical channel because of the mighty forces of the torii times 3 that are behind it. See in your mind's eye the distilled essence of the impersonal cosmic wisdom carried to you by the power of the sun's torus, the earth's torus, and your own torus. This cosmic power is now filling your zero-point diamond center that you have directed to be within your tiny womb space. What a shamanic dynamic you are part of. Just your intention and awareness alone opens the floodgates to let this power in. Inhale laterally and receive the Cosmic Mother's life source into your zero-point center, and so transform your womb's blood to be the divine elixir that it is. The cosmic energies arrive directly to you from outer space and cannot, by their own godliness, absorb any ancestral karmic energies or polluting factors that exist within the solar system. We welcome this cosmic soul essence that is impersonal and compassionate. She expects nothing in return. No ego exists here. It is a non-human energy. Invite this pristine Sophia into your womb and into your womb's blood with your intention and with your inhale. You continue to gather for 2 weeks, storing a good quantity of cosmic wisdom in your womb's blood. Continue to inhale and feel her imbuing and transforming the blood in your womb to the same frequency as hers. This cosmic presence also transforms the womb blood to an alkaline state. Inhale with strong intention and hold for a few seconds. Feel the diamond convergent point within your womb increase in intensity and in wisdom. Your womb blood has always been a carrier of this high divine energy. No impurities have ever survived in your womb or its blood. But by engaging this meditation as your ancestors did, you are consciously increasing its presence tenfold, and so bringing yourself closer to a superconscious state very quickly. Take this moment to process this truth. Become familiar with and breathe into the understanding that you have two blood systems within you. Feel the alkaline nature of your womb's blood and feel into the acidic nature of your heart's blood. Bring your hands back into place over your womb and heart again for a moment. Become aware that the womb blood is cosmic in nature, and become aware that the heart blood is solar in nature. Continue to import the cosmic energies from the Earth's etheric toroidal field into your womb space. Consider your monthly cycle. Feel your womb filling with more and more heavenly blood for 2 weeks each month. With this new understanding of exactly why it is so sacred, you no longer wish to lose this elixir externally. Sense the preciousness of the powerful blood that you carry within your womb. Breathe deeply and feel gratitude for the privilege of having an organ that has the capacity to bring you to a superconscious level. Imagine you have been gathering for 2 weeks and are now ready for the next step, to engage the redirection process, no matter what your age is. Remember that your blood is now so enriched and powerful, we may call it a cosmic elixir. You do not want to lose this life-changing blood. Rest and breathe slowly, and then bring your attention to your masculine ascending cone of energy in your lower body. This is the redirection process, the forgotten primary purpose of the womb. Engage your exhale and contract first your womb and then your diaphragm, and feel this inspired womb blood and its energy lift ever so gradually with each slow exhale. Also engage the masculine ascending cone of energy with your exhale. Your womb blood that is concentrated within the zero point diamond center begins to rise, and the whole system lifts with it. This, in this female tradition, do not engage the breath of fire or use worldly orgasmic technologies. Let go of the stories that engage only the vertical fire energies, such as Kundalini, Tantric, or Orgone. They are solar technologies and are not part of the womb's horizontal cosmic connection. The womb technology is a watery cosmic fluid that is an opposite complement to the hot, dry electrical system. Continue to focus on your newly brewed womb blood. full and weighty, carrying a deep, dark wisdom. Gently and gradually lift this watery brew within the zero point, upward with your exhale and with your intention. Feel the warm, concentrated blood within your zero point, looping slowly back and forth and upwards, leaving nothing behind. Imagine your two small kidneys, one on each side of the womb. They have a low, gentle heat that warms the womb and lets the energies rise more like steam or vapor, as if from a pot on a slow cook. See the womb's superconscious blood rising as swirling vapor within your diamond center. Feel the interdimensional, otherworldly nature of this system as you lift it with your strong, willful intention towards your heart. See the horizontal cones lift together with the zero point, aided by the masculine ascending cone of energy. Extend your arms again in a line with the horizon. In your mind's eye, sense the two horizontal cones of energy now at chest level. This means your diamond center is now within your heart space. This is where we want it to be. Now comes the magical time as your two blood systems meet within that zero point. Feel the effect of the womb's alkaline elixir meeting with your heart's acidic blood. In reaction to this experience, the heart is letting go of sadness with each exhale. Imagine the calm alkaline womb blood filtering into the heart and flushing out any traumatized energies. Like golden cobalt, these two blood systems repel each other. Your heart sighs with relief as the impersonal, calming blood of the womb washes over it. Your heart's blood gradually begins to revive and strengthen from within. Feel the cosmic womb blood begin to flush out all the trauma from your heart's personal blood with each exhale. Wiggle your fingers and toes and feel the traumatic aspects in the heart's blood leave through the veins. Feel the heart's fiery solar nature relaxing and letting go of unhealthy ancestral and karmic issues. Worldly ego is no longer present here now. Your heart blood now only carries the pure strength of spiritual love. Your heart blood has been healed by your womb blood. The two blood forces within you are finally meeting as their original and purified and complementing partners. Let us envision the great strength of the womb's soulful and compassionate wisdom meeting with your heart's spiritual love. Finally, meeting as two pure complementing systems, one cosmic and one solar. Feel into this poignant moment in time, cosmic wisdom and solar love. You will feel your clairvoyance and compassion begin to awaken and strengthen each month you practice. A slow, steady process of coming to a superconscious level. pause and process this. Slowly bring your awareness back to your womb space. How is it feeling now? It is now void. You have redirected all the womb blood energies to your heart and the blood itself. It is flowing now through your whole body. Note that your monthly womb blood loss begins to decrease. Feel gratitude to know your precious elixir will never be wasted again. Feel its power nourishing your whole system. Feel your inner strength begin to increase and your outer strength begin to increase also. Lower your arms and with your inhale, let your horizontal energies drop into resting position between your heart and womb. The balanced equilateral cross forms energetically once more with the powerful diamond center right there between your heart and womb. Bring your awareness slowly back to the outer world. With a gentle inhale and exhale, and carry the memory of the womb to heart system with you always daily through your life, ready to activate at will. As you breathe slowly and bring yourself back, send gratitude to the Wenda peacekeepers of the Six Nations Confederacy and to the Kuro Indians of the Andes for the inspiration of this meditation. Maureen Walton O'Brien, the end of the meditation. Pause your audio and process before reading the following teaching and instruction. Instructions. Repeat the redirection practice for 2 weeks each month. After the first 2 weeks of gathering in the cosmic energies, begin the next 2 weeks of the redirection practice. Adjust and extend this as you feel is needed for your own personal cycle. The next stage after a few months of practice is feeling the sensation of your womb's blood actually beginning to meet with the heart's blood. The heart's blood carries personal karma, good and bad, together with ancestral pain and joy. It can be entangled with worldly emotional love and neediness. So continue this practice as long as required. You can mark your progress by noting the gradual cessation of your monthly womb blood loss. Remember, a day's loss of bleeding is healthy and what we are working towards. Let's now imagine a future time of perhaps 5 years hence, and you will have practiced regularly during this time. You have regulated your cycle to a one-day blood loss or spotting. You have recorded any changes in dreaming and interdimensional travel during sleep. You have noted telepathic and clairvoyant states and other subtle changes such as synchronicity. Your inner strength increases together with increased calmness and stability of your heart. Let us envision that your womb's soulful wisdom and your heart's spiritual love are now balanced and finally able to meet as two pure systems, one cosmic, one solar. There is no merging and blending here. A woman may reach an enlightened state of full consciousness gradually over perhaps 5 or 10 years, which is very fast in the big scheme of things. Let's accept that this is the womb's primary purpose, to bring cosmic wisdom to Earth and humanity via the womb. This is the true original clan mother role of all indigenous peoples globally. Your new inner strength gradually begins to manifest as outer strength and in greater size. Wholeness. Imagine you have been redirecting for a few years, and so that your womb is in a void state for 2 weeks each month. Or 3 weeks. This is therefore a natural birth control method. There is no environment in your womb now for sperm or eggs to embed, and pregnancy cannot take place. You can achieve a state of fertility again by consciously stopping the redirection practice and letting your womb fill your placenta so that it can develop eggs and have a place to implant. Only after you have mastered this technology can you plan whether to mate with a man, to conceive of an earth child, or to set up a community to support you to self-conceive and then host an enlightened child. Once a like-minded community is established with other women practicing, you can consider preparing for self-conception by lowering with your intent and your inhale the two pure blood systems back down to your womb and thus divide your own egg. As yet, we do not have further details, but that will come. Recall being in circle with your female community in times gone by. This blood mastery work was a common, regular group practice. The men supported you because they reaped the benefits of your work in the big picture, because they themselves became bigger and stronger. The few earth children that you created were born with the same great inner and outer strength that you yourself developed. This aligns with and gives reason for the large skeletons found worldwide. Women are the source, and large men can only be born from large women. Men carry the finishing principle and manifest into the material world things of great beauty, but only when they are nurtured by the cosmic wisdom that the women bring through. Thank you for listening. Wildwood Sojourn 2024, Tyendinaga. Maureen Walton O'Brien.